The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Connect with a Veteran movement encourages all Americans to go beyond a simple thank you, pause, and be intentional in showing appreciation and connection to the nation's 17 million veterans.
USAA is calling for a national movement of gratitude with the launch of the Connect with a Veteran movement. Whether it's reaching out to a neighbor or a friend who served to see how they're doing, taking a veteran to get a cup of coffee or a meal, or showing up at a Veterans of Foreign Wars post, an American Legion assembly, or even a Veterans Administration hospital to introduce yourself, say hello, and listen to their stories. While connecting with a veteran at any time on Veterans Day is appropriate, you're encouraged to do so at 11 a.m. local time on November 11th as a nod to Armistice Day, the precursor to Veterans Day, which effectively ended World War I in 1918. Americans can also go beyond November 11th to show appreciation of veterans and make an impact through events, volunteering, and donating to causes like Face the Fight, a Veteran Suicide Prevention Initiative, Reach Resilience, and the Humana Foundation. To learn more about how you can participate and show your appreciation on November 11th and beyond, click on the link in our news story. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Today is Thursday, the 7th day of November. And it was on this date in 1917, Russia's Bolshevik Revolution took place. As forces led by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin withdrew the provisional government, overthrew, that is, the provisional government of Alexander Kerensky. Of course, for a long time, there had been kind of a puppet government for the Tsar. But now they have made a decision. That was in 1917, Ted.
During World War One,
yeah, and of course, there's a lot of information about it. I like Dr. Zhivago because it told a pretty accurate picture, I think, of what was going on there. Written by a Russian, who knew? So, yeah, the grand experiment. It lasted until just a few years ago. Then they tried democracy, and now they got a dictator.
Yeah, so
it is a huge
problems with Russia continue.
They call it the Soviet Socialist Republic. There are about 9 different areas that speak different languages. It's a huge, huge area.
Massive country.
I would say it was just impossible to govern in any way. But they try. There you go. Of course, my son based his career on knowing about Russia and Russian, the language and everything. I don't know how he got involved in that when he was young, but there you go. And he can tell you anything you want to know about it. But anyway, the revolution, 1917. A British doctor who was disgruntled about his inheritance and tried to kill his mother's boyfriend by injecting him with a fake COVID-19 vaccine that was actually poison has been sentenced to 31 years in prison. This is in London. Dr. Thomas Kwan disguised himself as a nurse, making home visits to inject Patrick O'Hara with a flesh-eating poison because he believed the older man stood in the way of his inheriting his mother's home. Someday.
Sounds like something you would make up for a movie script.
Yeah.
But it's real. It happened.
A judge says Kwan's audacious plan nearly succeeded.
Yeah, the guy survived.
Yeah. And the 53-year-old doctor pleaded guilty last month in Newcastle Crown Court to attempted murder.
But he was in the hospital for quite a while.
Well, you just see these. My wife likes to watch these Dateline shows and things, you know, where they take about an hour to tell you a story that could be told in 5 minutes,
mm-hmm,
because they interview the same people and then they go back and run the same interview, mm-hmm, again and again for another 30 minutes.
And they show
minutes.
The same 8 photos.
Yeah. Again
know,
and
for
again.
An hour. Yeah.
They milk it. But anyway, so how many times if you look at it on these stories, it's somebody who was going to inherit insurance, thought they were going to get
it for
insurance
money.
Yeah. Or they had a girlfriend who wanted some more money. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the crime, the human nature, I guess. 6:37, Stephen Taylor of the Morning. The election is in the can, so to speak. I'm looking at my Facebook this morning, and there are a good many people, friends of my Facebook, who are not pleased. I'll just put it that way. And let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, it's Thursday, so we get another week of the NFL getting going. And tonight we are in Baltimore. It's the Cincinnati Bengals visiting the Baltimore Ravens. Remember that? Those were the first two teams the Chiefs beat in the first two games of the season at Arrowhead on their way to an 8-0 start. Both have recovered quite nicely. Cincinnati has won 3 of its last 4. The Ravens have won 6 of their last 7. And Baltimore is a 5.5-point favorite on home field tonight. Thursday night football, Bengals-Ravens. Coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. You can hear that game over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Speaking of the Chiefs, of course, the Chiefs play on Sunday afternoon hosting Denver. And we'll get have our usual Thursday morning feature, A Minute with Mitch. Get a 60-second preview of that one coming up with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. That'll be 2 hours from now, right after the 8 o'clock sportscast. So be here for the Minute with Mitch in a couple hours. All right, high school football playoffs. We're into the regional round. Because of the forecast of thunderstorms tomorrow night, 9 games here in our part of the state have been moved to tonight. So we got 9 playoff football games tonight instead of tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So take note of that. In Class 6A, East is going out to play Dodge City. Both teams are 6-3. That's tonight. Here in town, you've got Wichita Northwest at 8-1, hosting Wichita South at 6-3 tonight. In Class 5A, we've got Liberal visiting Hutchinson. Both teams are 7-2. Mays South is visiting Goddard Eisenhower. Eisenhower is 7-2. Mays South is 6-3. And in Class 3A, you've got Clay Center at 5-4, visiting undefeated Andale. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tonight. So we'll have more on some more games that are tonight instead of tomorrow night coming up in sports next hour. So there's some of your high school football playoff matchups for tonight. High school boys soccer. We had state semifinal games last night. In Class 5A, Mays South winning on home field, beating St. James 3-2. Mays South will play for the state championship in boys soccer with a record of 18-2. Among the smaller schools, whoa, what a win for Rose Hill last night on home field, beating Bishop Miege, a shutout, 2-0. So Rose Hill goes into the state championship game with a record of 18-1, and this ends 8 years in a row, Bishop Miege state champions. Not anymore.
Wow.
Rose Hill shut him out last night. So it's Rose Hill playing for the state title. And they'll be going up against Wichita Trinity, which won on the road at Baldwin. Game at Baker University. Wichita Trinity won that game 3-1, advancing to the championship game with a record of 16-4. So there's your boys' soccer. In college men's soccer, got a good game tonight on the west side of town. Newman hosting 16th-ranked Fort Hays State in the regular season home finale for Newman. These are two of the top 4 teams in the conference. A nationally ranked team taking on Newman tonight, 7 o'clock on the west side. College volleyball. Boy, McPherson keeps rolling on. The McPherson college volleyball team with a sweep on the road at Tabor, 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team ranked 17th in the nation. They have now won 15 in a row, 26-5 now on the season. And, of course, the beat goes on for the Cowley volleyball team, sweeping Coffeyville in Arkansas City last night, 3-0 in the district semifinals. Cowley volleyball team now 35-0 on the season. Of course, they were undefeated national champs last season. That gives Cowley a 76-match winning streak.
Wow.
As they advance into the championship match of district play here in the postseason. So they just keep rolling right along.
That must be a pretty good volleyball program.
Yep.
Wow.
In men's soccer, we had a district semifinal game last night in the JUCO ranks. Talk about the Cowley men's soccer team. They're ranked 5th in the nation, and they win at home, beat Seward County, shutout, 4-0. In the last 8 games, the Cowley men's soccer team undefeated, 6-0-2, as they advance with that win into the district championship game with a record of 13-1-3 overall. And we have a JUCO women's soccer tonight in the regional semifinals. Got some good matchups today, rather. These are day games. over in El Dorado. What a matchup. 11th-ranked Butler hosting 14th-ranked Hutchinson at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And in the other half of the bracket, you've got 19th-ranked Cowley visiting 7th-ranked Kansas City, Kansas at 5 p.m., an undefeated team. So, and those are semifinal games, all featuring nationally ranked teams in JUCO women's soccer. All right, that is sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.